USA News, I'm John Schaefer. An update is expected today following Saturday's mass shooting at a mall in Allen, Texas, north of Dallas. 8 people were killed and 7 injured before police shot and killed the gunman. Police are still searching for a motive. A meeting at the White House over the budget is planned this week, as President Biden says negotiations are on the table.
Republicans say they'll raise the debt ceiling if the president agrees to their budget. Biden says they are two separate issues.
I am prepared to negotiate in detail with their budget. How much you're going to spend, how much you're going to tax, where can we cut?
He told MSNBC's 11th Hour that budget proposals have never been tied in with a debt ceiling and called Speaker McCarthy's proposal, passed by the GOP-led House last week, ridiculous. More than 40 Republican senators have raised their opposition to raising the debt ceiling without substantial spending and budget reforms. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee wants Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts to establish a code of conduct for the High Court. On CNN's State of the Union, Senator Dick Durbin said,
he could announce a code of conduct for the court and finally mean something. This is the Roberts Court, and history is going to judge him by the decision he makes on this.
Durbin has been conducting hearings on ethics reforms after reports surfaced about Justice Clarence Thomas and his wife receiving money and gifts from wealthy Republican donors. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says more needs to be done before Title 42 expires on Thursday. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, he said the president's plan falls far short of what's needed.
President Trump sent soldiers to the border to secure the border. President Biden is sending 1,500, quote, soldiers to do paperwork.
A surge of illegal immigrants is expected to start crossing the border after Title 42 expires. And we're going to have a better read on the nation's economy this week. Several reports are due to be released. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The California Reparations Task Force approved a list of proposals that will compensate and apologize to black people for generations of harm and racial discrimination. The state proposals agreed to include a formal apology from the state, compensation, and policy reforms that will help African Americans gain equity. Reparations could cost up to $1.2 million for every eligible black person living in California. A new study shows that teens that exercised more did better in school.
On their break from hitting the books, teens can hit up any one of Planet Fitness's gyms to boost their physical and mental well-being all summer long for free. It's the high school summer pass program during Mental Health Awareness Month. The annual program open to teens ages 14 to 19. They can register now before free club access starts on May 15th. Those under 18 have to sign up with a parent or guardian. I'm Corey Myers.
Host Drew Barrymore has pulled out of the MTV Movie and TV Awards, which were set to air live tonight. Barrymore said her move was to show solidarity with the striking writers. The show will now air in a pre-taped, scaled-back format. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 racing to the top of the box office this weekend. Marvel's latest superhero film brought in over $48 million on its opening day. It is projected to make up to $120 million by the end of the weekend. And the Powerball jackpot continues to grow. It's now worth $97 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.